Good evening, welcome. We're going to spend a few moments around the Word of God tonight. Tonight's going to be a time of reflection. How many know that that's a good thing? If you're here for the first time, welcome to Hope Point Church. My name's Ben, and myself and my wife Rachel have the privilege to pastor this church, and we're excited. Actually, I've been excited all week about this service. I think there's nothing better we can do than come around this, the centrality of Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross. And how many know that we're going to have a good time Sunday, a celebration? If you don't know what's going on, 9:30 here, we're going to celebrate. But before we get to that, how many know that there's got to be a death before there's a resurrection? Sometimes we skip over the death and all of a sudden we want to party, we want to celebrate, which is great. But tonight, we're going to reflect on the death of Jesus Christ. If you got your Bibles tonight, Luke chapter 22, we're going to read a short passage of scripture starting from verse 39 to 46 of Luke chapter 22. And this is what it says. It says, Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to his disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray so that you will not also fall into temptation. I want to reflect on this passage of scripture tonight for a few moments, and then we're going to take communion together. But I find this fascinating that as we look at this passage of scripture, Jesus clearly tells the disciples, hey, would you pray? So why? So that you won't fall into temptation. I find this fascinating because I have this feeling that Jesus was also praying that he wouldn't fall into temptation. The implication is that he clearly says to his disciples, hey, pray that you wouldn't fall into temptation. There might have been a large number of reasons why Jesus was praying in this moment, but I have this suspicion that one of them was that he wouldn't fall into temptation. And you might be thinking, that's a bit of an odd comment to make, that Jesus would be tempted. And what would he be tempted to do in this moment before the cross? I believe that the greatest thing that he would be tempted to do would be to shortcut the process. Not go to the cross. Take the path of least resistance. And as we know in scripture, that how many know that Jesus is always eternally God? He's fully God, but then the scriptures teach us that he's also fully man. It's this interesting concept we see in scripture where he is 100% God, but he's also 100% man. And we understand as we read scripture that he actually came to earth and put aside his godly attributes to live life as a man. A self-imposed restrictions on his godly power. That means that everything he did as a man. the miracles, the signs and wonders, the multiplication of food, he did as a man that was without sin and in total dependence on the Father through the Holy Spirit. We see this at his baptism where he gets baptized and all of a sudden it says the heavens were open and the Spirit of God came upon him. That was the moment where it launched him into his ministry. And when we come around the cross tonight, everything Jesus suffered, he suffered as a man. He never stopped being eternally God, but he went to the cross as a man. If he went to the cross as God, he could have turned off his emotions. He could have turned off the betrayal. He could have turned off the pain sensors in his body. And that wouldn't have been a sacrifice because he was God. But Jesus Christ went to the cross. He never shortcut the process as a man. It's interesting that as we read the story of Jesus, right through his life, he was always being tempted to shortcut the process. He was always being tempted to take another path that wasn't his assignment, that wasn't in the will of the Father. We see this in Matthew chapter 4 where he was tempted by Satan. And the three temptations, although they were totally different, the root cause of them was the same. Satan is coming to him saying, hey, you can shortcut this process and not following the will of God, the purpose of God over the life of Jesus. It's interesting that sometimes we overlook the crucifixion. We love the resurrection. Everything good happens on Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Even the Easter egg hunt. Even the Mr. Whippy van. But sometimes we overlook the crucifixion. We overlook Friday. In verse 44, it says here, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. In another translation, it puts it this way. It said, he prayed even more passionately, like one being sacrificed, until he was in such intense agony of spirit. There was nothing casual about what Jesus went through at the cross. As I was trying to put words to try and describe how Jesus would have been in that moment, even before the execution, I literally had no words to put in place to describe the agony that he was facing in the garden, even before he was arrested. A number of scholars have written a commentary on this passage of scripture, and I've compiled them together, and I want to read this to you tonight. This is a commentary. It says, in Luke's account of Jesus praying, it says that he sweats drops of blood. This is a condition known in the medical literature as hematidrosis. I think I got that right. Just run with me anyway. Hematidrosis occurs when someone is under extreme stress and anxiety that their capillaries rupture and blood gets into their sweat glands. If rupturing of the capillaries is severe enough, it can result in death by internal bleeding. So this cup that Jesus was asking the Father to take from him could have been very well been death by internal bleeding. Jesus probably knew he might die right there in the Garden of Gethsemane and not even make it to the cross. But therefore, there would be no atonement. He was asking the Father not to let that happen. Jesus was essentially saying, Father, don't let me die right here in the garden. I need to die on the cross. Yet I know that whatever your plan is, it's right, and it's my desire to do that. This interpretation is strengthened by the verse that says that an angel came and ministered to him. In the Greek original language, this is a medical term. It's used in contexts where doctors would administer first aid or surgery to heal a sick or injured patient. So basically, what this implies is the angel came and ministered healing to Jesus from the condition that would have led to his premature death. Further, we see this in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, where it says in the Amplified Version, in the days of his earthly life, Jesus offered up both specific petitions and urgent supplications with fervent crying and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. How many know that the writer of Hebrews was talking about this very passage in Luke 22? This very moment fits this passage in Luke 22. It says, with fervent crying and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission towards God. We see in this passage that Jesus' prayer was answered that night as the cup was indeed taken from him. Thus ends the commentary. I want to make the point tonight that Jesus never took the shortcut. He never took a shortcut, even if there was a shortcut in premature death in the garden. We see the agony that Jesus was under to the point where his own body was being crushed by what he knew was about to happen. We see there that his body was potentially shutting down. And here the writer of Luke, who was the author, who was a doctor, makes mention of this and says, hey, even in this moment, Jesus cried out for healing so that he could endure the cross. He suffered, he died with the physical torture, betrayal, the weight of sin, sickness and torment all upon him to the point where his Father had to turn his back on Jesus Christ. Tonight we're going to take communion, but as we do, I want you to make it personal. I want you to reflect. I want us to reflect on what Jesus has done. That he never took a shortcut. He never stepped out of line with the plan of the Father over his life. But he did that for you. He did that for me. As we reflect on what Jesus has done, what is your response going to be? What is my response? This is not just a response that we have in a moment, but I believe that as we reflect tonight, that there's going to be defining moments that are going to happen in our lives as we reflect on the sacrifice that Jesus had made for us. In a moment, I want to encourage you to come up out of your seat and come and rip some bread off, grab a glass of juice. I'm pretty sure that's just juice. And go back to your places. And I want you to reflect as you're in your places about this sacrifice that Jesus made for us. The fact that he didn't take the easy option. He never took the easy option. And even right there, the night before his death, when there was a possibility that he could have died in the garden without the torment, without the execution, without the suffering, even in that moment, he didn't. And he never gave up and he went to the cross. Once you get back to your place, and once you're reflecting, you can take the bread and the juice whenever you're ready. And during that time, we're going to play a song. And there's going to be some photos up on the screen, some clips. Some of them are taken from the Passion of the Christ with Jesus hanging on the cross. So they're quite confronting. So if you've got little kids that aren't familiar with this, there'll be about 5 or so minutes before this goes up on the screen. So just to let the parents aware of that. But tonight, we don't want to lose the gravity of what Jesus did. We don't want to lose the gravity of what he's done. He died, he suffered, so that we could be set free from sin, sickness, and torment. Why don't we close our eyes for a moment? Lord, I want to thank you this morning that you never took the easy road. You saw us in 2024 in need of a Savior. And for that reason, you endured to the cross. Your whole life was plagued by temptations to quit, to take the easy route, to take the shortcut. But you never did. You never deviated from the plan of the Father. You never deviated from the will of the Father. And so tonight we come and we say thank you. We're speechless as we view the sacrifice that you've made for us. Amen. Why don't you come? We'll try and do it quickly. Come and grab and then go back to your places. And then in about 5 minutes, after some reflection time, we'll play the song. Thank you.